fallout was exactly was as beautiful and funny as I thought it was going to be yesterday. This audience is incredible. Lots of future headlines about fall camp in the comments of yesterday's show.
I didn't realize how many future AL.com columnists watch Village Vice.
Yeah. One of my favorites yesterday, Zach, and I'm just going to kind of launch right into this. One of my favorites yesterday, current players prefer their eggs soft boiled. Players who transferred out prefer them hard boiled.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff that we had yesterday.
Auburn grad dad says, Golish and family adopt a puppy instead of full-grown tiger. Auburn fans question his commitment to the program.
It's pretty good.
This could be the show, by the way, if we just went through the comments and did all of the other. You guys said yesterday in big numbers, like that's the best show that we've done, where we just poke fun at the absurd headlines.
Uncivil Gamer says, Alex Golish smiled in my direction. Is Auburn Birmingham Bowl bound?
That's great. And as somebody said in my text yesterday, these aren't really that absurd if you think about what's already out there.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what makes them funny. City of Auburn.
I think the one with the most likes. Yeah. It's not like the full headline, but it's an incredible start to one.
Okay.
Alex Golish closes the fridge with his hip. Which is so funny. So, like, I guess the finish one would be like, Alex Golish closes the fridge with his hip.
Mm-hmm.
5-win season seems imminent.
Lacks hands-on mentality to lead SEC program. Yes. I like this one. I like what Kenneth says. City of Auburn soft serve ice cream sales see record increase as tough SEC schedule looms. Soft serve ice cream.
Well, that's the only type of ice cream clearly Auburn would have.
Have you ever seen regular ice cream over there in the Waltos building? I ain't never seen it.
No.
Soft serve.
Gotta be. It's gotta be.
I don't know. Did any articles come out yesterday? Did we miss any of those?
I didn't check.
Okay.
I didn't check.
I usually don't check.
No, they're sent to me for sure. Well, and I still think some people missed the point of all of this in the Alabama media machine. There were a few comments were like, y'all know they're not going to see this. The people you're making fun of aren't going to see this, right? And I'm like, I think you missed the point. They literally, wrote about a podcast that we did.
And linked to it.
They linked to Locked On Auburn earlier this week.
Yeah.
Like you, I think
used it for source. Used it for source material. No, they literally took their material from an episode.
Which is nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Yeah,
but
exactly.
But if you're saying they're not seeing that, like, that's not true.
Right. That was one of the foundational points of the absurdity of the topic yesterday. It's fantastic.
The sock one is my favorite.
The sock
or the medium salsa. Those are my top two.
Yeah,
one of those will actually probably be the title of this episode.
Yeah. So I got a friend from back home who is one of like the manliest men that you could ever meet. All right. Big guy, you know, really just football player, all of it. And he said, hey, listen, don't hate on pumpkin spice. I love the show, but don't hate on pumpkin spice lattes. Something about how Golish ordered a pumpkin spice latte and therefore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to start questioning the program's toughness. Or
right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't.
So, all right. Maybe I missed on that one.
Once maybe again, and you kind of called me out on it when I'm like, what's the putting ketchup on a hot dog one? And I'm like, what's wrong with that? And you're like, what's wrong with staying in a hotel? But you're right. That's the whole point. Like, what's wrong with medium salsa? Nothing. Oh, by the way, what's wrong with letting somebody merge in front of you in traffic? Nothing.
Nothing.
It's a basic thing that most humans do. Like staying in a hotel. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. The whole point was that there was an attempt to make something really normal absurd. So let's just make all normal things absurd.
And related to toughness.
Yeah, yeah. And say you're not tough for doing something pretty basic.
Oh my gosh.
Dude. Pretty basic.
So Leah and I, she helped me out with our seminar last night with Active Wealth. So we did all that last night, which was great.
Zactive Wealth.
Zactive Wealth. Well, we got home and we put the kids down and all that. And there's like two more House of the Dragons. And we're like, well, we want to leave. I'm like, I don't do this much, but I want to show you today's Village Vice. She's like, okay, yeah. Like, I've done that like maybe four times. In the last 5-6 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I want you to watch a show that I put up today.
Okay.
And she was like cackling the whole time. Like just laughing so, so hard. And then like we got done and then we like read all the comments out loud. And like, that was just as funny. Like, what a great, she liked the first few minutes and I'm like, hold on, honey. Brad's about to go on a generational run in like 3 minutes. And it lived up to it. It lived up to it. Somebody left the seminar yesterday and she's like, hey, thank you so much for, you know, everything I'll do for on Village Vice. Mm-hmm. Today's episode was unbelievable. And I'm like, today's episode was insane. Brad went unconscious. Couldn't miss from three, went on an absolutely generational run. I think yesterday's show, like when we talk about Auburn YouTube lore, the debate, TJ Finley's dad coming on, I think yesterday's show is on it. I really do.
Well, and what I love is that the audience took it and just kept running with it. Like
we knew that would happen. Like, because our audience is so smart.
Yeah,
we knew you'd do that. They're so smart and so funny.
So my friend Aaron, who kind of started this yesterday, he sent a text to a group at 7:20 yesterday morning and was like, oh, this is something we got to run with. This is going to be hilarious. He sent me another one yesterday. Alex Golish removes dinosaur Band-Aids from medical staff in attempt to toughen up team. No more dinosaur Band-Aids. Those are... I mean, that's it.
Got to toughen up the team.
Auburn players complain of pads being too heavy. Golish uses bubble wrap instead after watching Little Giants. Got to use bubble wrap.
Can you ask Aaron to write 10 more and we have him on tomorrow or Friday? I'm not joking.
Just ask.
Can you ask him later just to see? If he says no, it's fine. Can you ask him?
And I'll see him tomorrow, but I don't know if he can with his schedule, with his work schedule. But I'll ask.
Could he pre-record it and send it to us?
Oh, like, probably. Yeah, he could do that.
Because if he's the founder of this movement, would love to get him. Yeah, ask him later if you're okay with that.
Yeah, I'll do that. I think you just kind of did because he'll listen.
Watch. Aaron,
so
let us know.
So yeah, I'll follow up with him and see if we can make that happen. All right, today's show is brought to you in part by Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. I got a text yesterday from Precision Tune Auto Care, just a follow-up. Hey, we're checking on you and on your vehicle. Still got time to beat the heat with a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis, and $50 off any AC repair over $300. Pepperell Parkway, Opelika, great convenient location. And they're here. They're open early to take care of you. Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. And today's show brought to you by Zactive Wealth Management.
Active Wealth Management.
Okay. Ford Stokes, Zach Blackerby, Active Wealth Management. Do you want to talk about it a little more? Do you have another seminar?
We've got one more. We've got one more Thursday, and we've got room.
Okay.
We booked a very large space. It's technically sold out, but just email me. Shouldn't say sold, registered out. It's free. But yeah, email me, Zach@activewealth.com. Would love to get you registered. There's been at least five folks from Village Vice specifically that have come to the first two, and we'd love to help set you up. I mean, if you've got any questions regarding, you know, navigating the transition to retirement, or hey, maybe you're 5 or 10 or 15 years away and you kind of want to get just more info, like, hey, am I good? Feel free to reach out. You don't have to come to the seminar. You can come by our office, or you can reach out to us. Just Zach@activewealth.com is the best way to go about that.
Yeah. Okay. Can we talk a little bit of football? Like a little, because the team got back on the practice field yesterday. Be back on today. So like they were out there, I guess, you know, I guess they were throwing beach balls around or something.
Yeah. We get a practice window later today. I fully expect instead of like stretching, they're just going to be doing like patty cake or something.
Sure. Josh Pate put out a preseason QB ranking.
Yeah.
And Byron Brown is number 9 on his list.
SEC?
Yeah, SEC. So let's start with this. If Byron Brown is the number 9 quarterback in the SEC, what's Auburn's record?
Probably 7-5.
Okay. 7-5.
Can you read through the first 8? Just
yeah,
because I'm curious.
I would be glad to. You want to go 1-8 or 8-1?
1-8. Because I'm gonna kind of ask the question like,
okay,
should that person be ahead of Byron?
Got it. So Trinidad Chambliss. Trinidad's 1.
Okay, that's fine.
Arch is 2. John Mateer is 3.
That seems really high for him.
I would agree. Gunnar Stockton is 4.
Yeah, Gunnar Stockton should be 2 in my mind.
Okay. Sam Leavitt is 5.
So right now, I think there's 2 on this list where I'm like, I think it's closer than people realize with Mateer and with Leavitt. And I like Mateer a lot. I think it's close.
Do you mean that would you rather have Byron Brown or those guys? Or do you think, like, is that
the
what you're saying?
Question. Yeah, like, would I rather have Byron Brown for this one season?
Yeah.
Or John Mateer?
Okay.
At Auburn, I'd rather have Byron. In general, the way Pate's ranking it, it's close.
Okay. Number 6 is Alabama QB.
Leavitt, I would rather have than Byron.
Gotcha. Number 6 is Alabama QB. So it doesn't matter who wins their job. Josh has whoever wins their job as number 6.
Okay.
Number 7, Lenoris Sellers. Number 8, Marcel Reed.
So the Bama one is interesting because their production is going to be fine regardless of who it is. Like, right. I don't think passing offense and just overall, like the spread that they do, like that's not the concern.
Yeah.
At Alabama. And so I think at the end of the season, when you look at that one,
yeah,
that's going to be defensible 1,000%.
Yeah, they don't run the ball, so the quarterback's going to,
or they just can't. Yeah, right. They can't. They weren't able to do it with Jam Miller, Patriot legend Jam Miller. So I think, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that high on lists, but like I don't think the logic is bad there.
Yeah,
but if you're going to put Lenoris Sellers next, who we all know Lenoris Sellers has incredible traits and ability, but in an awful system.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost the opposite. It's not quite the opposite, but it's like, it's dramatically different than the just putting Alabama quarterback. So that's a little contradictory as far as like what you're looking for, I think.
Yeah, that's
fair. Does that make sense? Did I explain that well?
Yeah, no, you did. It's perfect. Okay. It's like you're looking at two completely opposite things when you rank them right next to each other.
Potential and production versus we know how good he is, but terrible situation. Like,
right.
Like, are we doing this off of like production, or are we doing this off of like how good this individual quarterback is?
And to be fair, he's got a video, as you would expect, that explains everything, but we're not going into that. We're just kind of, this is for
discussion. And I think Pate's great. I'm not trying to like, you know, say that he's inconsistent or whatever. I'm just reacting to the list. Okay.
100%. And then Marcel Reed, 8, and Byron Brown, 9. That's low for you, right? Don't you have Marcel Reed high. You like,
yeah, I mean, I'm a part of the Marcel truther. Yeah. Which there's not many of us anymore. So whenever we see each other, we just kind of like spend the moment. It's like Marcel Reed. And they're like, yeah, Marcel Reed. And we go on. We go on our day.
Well, you have to, you know what? You have to really be good with knowing people. You have to be able to read the room.
That's true.
Read the room. Okay. And then Byron Brown, 9. So where does he have to, like, at the end of the year? This is the preseason list. For Auburn to win 8-9, where does he have to be instead of number 9 on the list?
So the beauty in all of this mm-hmm. is when you look at the toss-up games on Auburn's schedule, mm-hmm. Auburn's quarterback, according to this, is better than them. So, like, let's go through the toss-up games on the schedule.
What a smart way to look at this. What a great perspective. Yeah.
Florida.
Yep. Brown has the advantage.
Who does he – where does he have Florida? Does he just have Florida quarterback, or did he pick one of them?
He didn't have one. He's just got a top 10.
Okay. Who was 10?
Austin Simmons.
Oh, okay. Yep. Got it. Got it. So, the first toss-up game is Florida and, you know, Baylor, but –
yeah,
obviously not applicable here. It is worth noting that I saw that somebody pulled up Pate's quarterback rankings from last year, and he had DJ Lagway 1.
Well, and he so again, to his credit, at the top of their graphic, it is the DJ Lagway Memorial preseason QB. Right?
Oh, he's leaning into it. That's
yeah,
awesome.
It's clever. Yeah, it's clever.
Way
it's,
to go.
Yeah, right.
I like him a lot. He's great. Okay, so
people love that.
Okay, yeah. So the first one is Byram is ranked higher than Florida's QB.
Yep.
There's no Curtis on there for Vandy.
Nope.
There's no Tennessee QB there.
Nope.
There's no Arkansas QB there.
Correct.
There's no Mississippi State QB there.
Correct.
If you win all of those and you win your non-conference, that's 7 or 8.
That's a good point. That's a good point. 1, 2, 3, 4. There are only 4 quarterbacks on this list higher than Byram that Auburn will play this year.
Right.
Yeah.
So Trinidad, which we know.
Right.
Gunner.
Stockton, Levitt, and the Alabama quarterback.
Right. So with all the talk about the brutal schedule, like, it's tough. But I think a lot of people are saying that because you got to go to Bama and to Georgia.
Yeah,
and it's like most people don't have to do that.
It's tough in the sense that an SEC schedule is always tough. Like, you know what? I am to tough schedule as you are to August heat during practice.
It's hot.
Like, it's just,
and
yeah.
The schedule's going to be tough.
Always. Everybody's,
you know, not
schedule.
Tough?
Clearly. Clearly, if you're a soft team, you can't handle the schedule.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll take more of them today. We'll take more of your comments. We'll take more of your headlines. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have more practice thoughts tomorrow as well. So
that's right. Yeah, that's right. We're getting closer.
Yep. Oh, I mean, we are so back.
Three and a half weeks.
Yeah, right. Right. The Patriots play football tomorrow night. Like, I'm just like, I can't deal.
It is another level. It is another level when you start having more than just one preseason NFL game. Like, now we're really into it. School's back in session.
We're here.
For parents, like, here. Yeah.
So, hey, please consider becoming a member.
Mm-hmm.
You get the post show, the Village Vice post show. We just keep recording for another 15 or 20 minutes. So you get access to that.
Yep.
Sometimes it's better. Sometimes it's significantly worse. But y'all seem to like the significantly worse ones. Also, you get access to Afternoon Delight in video form every afternoon. You also get access to coffee and cornbread and more. We're working on even more things. So please consider becoming a member. It really helps support the channel.
First step to being a member, by the way, is subscribing. If you're not subscribed, just getting notified anytime a new episode is there for you. From there, you can become a member. So we appreciate that. And we love interacting with you. So, all right. Does that do it for today's show?
That does it for today's show.
Thanks, everybody, for being a part of it. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.